Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, 9:04 on your Friday morning. Clouds right now, but it's supposed to become mostly sunny today. Much warmer than it was.
Well, the feels like temperature is already noticeably warmer because you don't have the wind blowing.
No doubt.
I mean, that wind just took the heat right off of you. But
it was so bad.
Bad was it?
It was so bad that it took my screen door on my patio door the other night, slammed it against the lock, locked, and then froze.
Really?
So the wife couldn't get out to let the dogs out the back deck. So I said to her, I said, why'd you take the dogs out the front? She goes, I couldn't get the screen door open.
That's hilarious.
So the wind blew it that hard up against it, and then it froze right there.
Wow.
So I'm like,
you don't have a hairdryer?
At that point, at 5:45 in the morning, all she was worried about was get the dogs outside and get back in the house. I'll make sure that I point out that Joel said you should have got a blow dryer.
Well, I'm just
saying.
And
then I'll let her call you, and you can work that
that's
out.
That's fine. That's that's what I would have done.
But yes.
Hey,
not,
little pups, you're going to have to wait a minute. Fall out the lock.
Well, I gave her credit because I'm like, wow, you actually walked them in that. She's like, yeah, I took them out. And we've got, you've seen, you know my dogs. They're little dogs. So high winds can mess with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they weren't too happy about it. But yeah, not anywhere near as windy. Today it will become mostly sunny, high near 34. Then the clouds roll back in tonight, low near 18. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 39. And how about Sunday? They're talking we could push 50.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It's all good all day.
Welcome to Ohio. I mean, what are you going to do? I know we'll get into the Lincoln County Chambers Rock and Auction that was held last night. I know this. When I left, it was kind of cool out. But then when we got home, I don't know what the difference was between Granville and Pataskala. We both got out and we're like, this isn't as cold as it was over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's...
I think the Brindu sits up on a little bit of a hill, so
yeah,
there's a little more
a little
breeze
bit,
up there. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, when you're down in the lowlands of Pataskala...
Where the fog rolls in, it wasn't too bad.
And
but
the
I was
locks
surprised.
Freeze.
That's right. Well, again, I don't know. Get a hairdryer, honey. Put it out. You know what I should do? I should put that out there for every morning now. Go deal with that. But anyway, last
now, see,
night.
See, that's a bold move. That's a smart aleck move that most people don't appreciate.
That's a dumb move, and I'm not doing that. I do enough dumb things. I don't need to do it myself like that. So last night, we're over at the Brindu Mansion. And by the way, I really do. That is such a – I don't know about you because you were busy emceeing, but that is such a beautiful building. I was sitting there and just kind of looked up at the ceiling. I went, my God, it is really – really beautiful.
Yeah, the appointments are amazing. I mean, I was talking to Trina, who was checking people in, and just the chandelier over the room where they had all the silent auction stuff. I mean, just stunning. But the color schemes, I liked it. The library, I mean, the one main room, there's a little room off of it, and it's like a library, and all the books are in there by color.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, it's crazy, the appointments.
See, that if I'd have known that, I would have started moving books around because I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'm very anal. If you come into my house and you go to my bookshelves in my office, they're stacked by height.
Okay.
So... if I notice that one's a little higher than the other one, it shouldn't be because I did them, unless my sons are going in there messing with my mind. I have them all lined up by height.
Yeah.
You
would not make it as a librarian.
Oh, no, not at all.
Unless you work for the OCD library.
And then I'd be right there. I'd be, hey, here's our director. He just walked in.
Yeah.
But I love the Brindu Mansion,
it's
the room
gorgeous.
Where we held the live auction. I just kept marveling at the ceiling, and then I'm looking around going, and this is a really, really neat place.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And I mean, before you got there, when it was still light out, there was one person that walked a couple dogs out in that expansive front space there. And it's just fun to see because there was a little flurry in the air and the breeze was blowing. And it was very Christmassy feeling. And that gigantic Christmas tree and in front of the hearth, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I just enjoy going over there. And, you know, it was a lot of fun last night. The Lincoln County Chamber of Commerce, their 10th annual rock and auction. Hats off to Jennifer and all her staff. They do such a great job with that. And, you know, there was a lot of good items. You know, we bid on some silent auction items. I don't know if, did you get anything? We got outbid.
I did not. Yeah. I got denied. Mm-hmm. And I even, well, I foolishly talked up because Velvet had one of the silent auction items, which was ice cream for a year. And I'm like, come on. I mean, it's worth its weight in gold.
Yep.
People really took that to heart because I got outbid big on that one.
I know. We put a bid in on some restaurant cards and some other things, a charcuterie board and all that. that got blown out of the water, mm-hmm. I mean, which is great because, I mean, it's all going towards the Chamber of Commerce. But I'm like, really? Even this one? I mean, I can't even get in on this one? But then we got to the live auction, and we, as we've done the last couple of years, we were able to bid, and we won the Cinco de Mayo package from the Chamber of Commerce. So looking forward to that. I think it's 10 of us get to go to that thing. And it's a blast. I mean, the Chamber really does a great job with these events. But the one last night was a lot of fun because, you know, I had put up my cave for folks to bid on and come out and watch an Ohio State game next year. And it started slow, shall we say. And then I asked for some pity, and then all of a sudden people started bidding because I was a little nervous there for a second.
I believe the phrase was, "Don't embarrass me in front of my wife."
To which she said, "Don't worry. It's been done 1,000 times.
At least 1,000.
But Jeff DeVito was our winner, and he is going to be coming out to the house. And you may recognize that name, DeVito. His daughter, Marie DeVito, is the reporter for the Newark Advocate and the Columbus Dispatch. So just a great guy, and we are going to have so much fun next year. I told him, go pick out a game, whatever you want. He's like, well, I want to make sure it works for you. I said, don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. It will work for me. Don't worry about that. Pick out a game. Come on out, and we'll have some fun. So if you've never been to that, they'll do it again next year. It's just a really, really fun event. You get to MC it. They had an ugly sweater contest. I heard all this cheering, and I thought to myself, well, Riley's on the stage. People are going bananas for him.
Nope.
And then I walk around the corner, and I see the guy. His chest is lit up with his shirt. Yeah. I was like, oh,
it looked like a polar bear throwing up. What that was?
I know it was a polar bear.
I think that's what it was.
So I didn't see
One dude in the finals, so yeah. Congratulations.
Did he end up winning? Like I said,
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there was one Bob Ross light-up sweater, which I thought was pretty ugly.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
But that one didn't even make the finals.
Well, did you see? I think it was Adam Schilling from the YMCA. Did you happen to notice his shirt? It said Griswold Electric. So he could have gone up there and just to that.
I did not see that.
I would have voted just for
that's
that.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
I just had to take a double take of that. And then there was one gentleman there in an Ohio State Christmas sweater.
With the light-up Buckeyes.
Yeah, and I'm like, boy, I don't know chutzpah to wear that thing right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of kept his – I don't remember seeing his paddle go up that often.
No.
He kind of kept it quiet.
Yes.
He kind of kept it quiet.
Food and beverage and sit quietly in the corner.
And I did see – I don't know if you saw when we were checking out after we bought our package. There was a gentleman there who – they bid on some things and got them. But he happened to just have his coat just unzipped a little bit. It was a Michigan sweater.
Oh.
And I almost said to him, dude, you should have worn that thing proudly.
Yeah.
And just walked around here and seen what would have happened. But I'm sure he knew he wasn't going to. He could get the old stink eye if people
right on.
Saw that.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it was a great time last night. Again, all the money raised goes towards the Licken County Chamber of Commerce and had a blast. I want to thank Jennifer and those folks again. And, you know, if you're trying to get into the holiday spirit, Joel, you and I were joking. Man, oh, man, get on explorelc.org. How many different things are taking place over the next few weeks that are just Christmas-themed? Granville has their candlelight walking tour tonight. Last night you had the Sights and Sounds of Christmas Walking Tour. You had the Tour of Homes. You said there's something going on at Trek Brewing with a gingerbread thing. I mean, there is just so much happening in the community.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think the Granville Symphony Orchestra, Denison Symphony Orchestra, is playing a concert over the weekend. And that's, you know, different people celebrate different ways. Some, you know, like a little more prim and proper. Other like to hang it out, you know, self-directed tours or, you know, classes or whatever. So that's explorelc.org has just a plethora of great ways to plug in. And, you know, the Midland, I mean, if nothing else, just get down and drive around or walk around the courthouse. I mean, the lighting took place a week ago. If that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
Oh, I know. We had Spencer Barker in talking about all that goes into that. And that's the other thing because, you know, we kind of know the backstory a little bit about how they get that all taken care of. So to go down and then see it, and then you think about what he was talking about, like the blue stars that are on the courthouse were donated from Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So those used to be down at Walt Disney, you know, at Disney World. So it's just kind of cool to hear the backstory. But you are right. I mean, if it's nice out, especially this weekend, I mean, it's
supposed to be gorgeous.
Yeah. Sunday night, what other a better way to do that when it's about 50 degrees out? Then I'd be cooler in the evening. But still, I mean, the sun goes down early, go down and walk around. I mean,
right on.
No sense watching the Browns. They're not going to win. So go do that. I mean, my God, it'll be beautiful to go.
Well,
out
and the
there.
Music plays,
yep,
and
the Clarion is so.
You know,
nice.
And there's places to shop, there's places to eat. I mean, the revitalization. I mean, with the arcade opening again by the end of the year, I mean, it's becoming more and more a destination, a stickier place. And, you know, if you like great eats, check the box there. If you like to shop, check the box there. You want to get in the holiday frame of mind. I mean, last evening would have been fantastic with the snow flurries in the air and all that stuff. So, you know, pick your day and go, go, go. It's just out there waiting for you.
Well, I know you and I had a chance last night to talk to Mark Martyr with the city of Newark. And, you know, he says, we're like all cities. I mean, we still have our struggles with things. He goes, right now, things just seem to be perfect for the city of Newark when you look about, you know, some development downtown. And again, we all know with the homeless and how they're trying to take care of that. But if you look at some of the other things you mentioned the arcade and just what's happening down there, I mean, you could tell he was like, yeah, this is a pretty good year for us. Mm-hmm. And it was. I mean, it was a lot of fun to talk to him to get his perspective because, I mean, it's the guys, you know, he's working with development and hearing him what people are looking for and how a lot of cities he hears officials say, boy, I wish we could have as good as Newark.
Well, I mean, my mom and dad grew up kind of in the area. And I mean, I was talking with my mom a couple nights ago, and I told her that the arcade was getting to reopen, and her eyes lit up. I mean, she can remember walking around there when she was a kid, and you know, before my dad was in the military and got shipped overseas, and that's a big deal. And you know, historically, there seems to be kind of a renaissance too for people wanting to know their roots and know where they come from, and that just plays into that. You know, revitalizing things so you can see history come back to life, and you know, grandma and grandpa remember, mom and dad remember, and now you know I'm going to make memories there too. It's just so cool to see it all come together. But with that mixed use kind of vibe, you know, where there'll be some living quarters and some rentals, and then you know, you've got eateries and you've got shop, and I mean, it just flows into 2024, 2025, perfect.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it again. I've been down here for 18 years, so I've only known it as, you know, the rundown arcade.
Yeah.
I remember one year they had a Christmas tree decoration contest, and they asked the radio station to get in it, and we went down there to the arcade, and we had trees in there. It was for the Food Pantry Network of Licking County, and you could tell at that time, I mean, it was, there wasn't many shops in there, but you thought, boy, it's a shame that, you know, this has gone this way. And now the pictures are just unbelievable, the work that's being done inside there. And I know they're desperately trying to get that thing open before the end of the year. And I know the construction company has been going full bore on it. So, well, you talk about a jewel for downtown. And then, of course, you've got the parking deck that's going up. There's been some fluctuation how that's going to be funded and how they're going to take care of that. But the pillars are up. I mean, they're getting that taken care of. I mean, there's a lot happening in downtown Newark, and it's a good time if you want to check it all out. Again, you're anchored by the Midland. You got the Works. You got all the different restaurants and things like that down. And there's a lot of restaurants down there.
A lot of good restaurants.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean,
there's a difference between a lot of restaurants and a lot of good restaurants.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good restaurants downtown.
Well, a good mix. Tell me, you got the Draft House. Mm-hmm. You got Elliott's. You've got Moe's Barbecue, you got Mariposa, and of course 1922.
Buckeye Winery.
On the scare, yep. Buckeye Winery. I mean,
all
they're
good.
They're all just right down there. Go down and have some fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, 920 on your Friday morning. Looking outside, it looks like it might start to see a little bit more sunshine. It was supposed to be mostly sunny all day, but kind of changed that, I guess, a little bit. Clouds to start, but then getting sunny, and then clouds again tonight, and then beautiful on Saturday. Mostly sunny, high near 39. And then Sunday, though, looks like it's going to be the day of the weekend. Sunny skies and a high near 51. next weekend, next Friday, you and I will be out ringing the bells for the Salvation Army.
And who planned that, by the way?
I
Friday the 13th.
No, well, I'm not worried about it.
Friday.
Do you honestly believe in that
the
stuff?
13th.
Do you believe in that?
Friday the 13th.
I don't worry about any of that.
Okay.
No, that doesn't. Look, I'll put money in the thing to make it look like people have come by. I don't care. We'll get that bell filled.
Well, long range forecast has it partly sunny and about 40.
Okay.
So.
Look.
Not so bad.
The last few years we've done this, the weather has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
The first few years we did this, people were like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing this to us? I mean, because there were some days we were out there, you're like, really? I'm standing out here now?
Mm-hmm.
But again, that is one of the things I look forward to every year, is going out there and just standing at the Kroger on 21st Street for a couple of hours. Having fun with people.
Letting those kids ring the bell.
You got that right. Any kid that comes up and puts a little money in, I don't care if it's a penny, you give them the bell, you let them ring it. And as you've mentioned, you know, some are scared and don't want, they're afraid they're going to break it. And then you got other ones who want to be, you know, the drummer for the local band on that thing. Like, and as those are the ones I encourage. I'm like, yeah, buddy, yeah, get it.
Ring it loud.
That's right. So we'll be out there next Friday. Of course, the red kettles are everywhere now for the Salvation Army. And again, their Christmas cheer program. We were supposed to have Major Higgins in today, but he got busy doing bells. He says, Dave, I got to run bells all over. I can't get out there. He says, can I come in sometime next week? I said, anytime you want to come in and talk about what the Salvation Army is doing in the community, come on out, because they need help. I mean, he said it before to us. We had Kay Hartman, who's talked about, you know, the need is up. So, you know, folks are putting in the change. I've seen, you know, the other day, I don't remember where I was at. I think I want to say it was at a Speedway. I finally saw one of the small kettles that they put on the countertops.
Oh, okay.
I had not seen those before.
Hmm.
So I'm like, okay, they've got those out as well, plus the regular red kettles are out doing their thing. So you and I will be out ringing those next week, and it'll be a lot of fun. I always enjoy it. Folks, you've even mentioned this. Folks will just come up, not even get out of the car. They'll just say, hey, put this in there. I don't think they want to get too close to us. So they just kind of throw the money out. And
grab it from that side there, cowboy.
Exactly. And, you know, people always say, well, all I have is a dollar. All I have is 50 cents. Okay. And nobody's standing here taking pictures of what you're putting in there.
No.
Put it in there. They don't care.
Right.
They'll take it and use it and put it to good use. So
absolutely.
We will be out there next Friday. Yesterday, you know, again, you talk about some of the different things going on. The Sights and Sounds of Christmas Walking Tour. You had the Zonta tour of homes. And I'm really curious. I'm going to get a hold of Lois. And I just felt bad because it was a little cool out. You don't know how that's going to impact folks in that for the Christmas season. But, you know, we were talking. I remember who it was last night I was talking to. We don't mind when there's snow out for these kind of events. Now, I don't want what we've seen up in the snow belt.
Right.
You know. But, you know, if you can get a little bit of flurries, like you said, if you're going to go downtown, it just makes it a little bit more special.
Absolutely. That Norman Rockwell kind of vibe where little light snow. And the thing that gets me this time of year, too, like out in front of Brindu last night, was, you know, the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lights capture that. You know, it's not like driving in front of a big car lot where you got all the big lights, but the subtle lights and then the twinkling on the Christmas tree and then some colored lights off in the distance, it really does set it off.
Yeah, it was a nice setting there last night. And again, if you can get down to the courthouse and check out the lights and the music and all those good kind of things, that's the way to do it. Be sure to join us on Monday. We're going to have folks in from the Licking County Library. They're going to talk about their Anne Frank display and what they've been doing. It comes to a close on the 14th, so if you haven't had a chance to go down there and check that out and be a part of that immersive display that they have down at the Licking County Library, you'll definitely want to hear more about it on Monday. So the folks will be, and they'll be talking about some other things too as well, but pretty much going to be talking about that Anne Frank display that they have down at the main library in Newark. That'll do it for today's edition of Talk of the Town. Again, we'll be back with you on Monday with folks from the Licking County Library.